The essence of great leadership is influence, not authority. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the most important attributes of a leader from our friends at The Art of Improvement. Enjoy.
To live well is to approach life with the right philosophies. Success, happiness, and a life well lived are not secrets. There is no magic formula, hack, or trick to them. Instead, there are timeless habits and traits that have remained true for thousands of years and will remain true forevermore. The greatest lessons we can apply to our lives have already been figured out and have been echoed by philosophy over and over for ages. Why? Because there is truth to them. Validity. Because they work. These tools of personal power have made all the difference for great people for centuries and can make the same difference for you. Everyone has control over their reactions if they so choose to commit to mastering the habit. This regulation of reaction and perception is a core aspect of Stoic philosophy. We don't control what happens most of the time. We can't control markets or weather or traffic or the behavior of strangers, but we can always control how we respond. And history's best understood, that is what matters most. It's not what happens, but our response that determines our directions, our results, and our lives. As Abraham Lincoln would echo later, we are as happy as we make up our minds to be. As tacky as it sounds, happiness is a decision, often a daily one, and yet most people turn it into a conditional reward. Money, career success, they play a role to be sure. But when there are CEOs and movie stars who are miserable, there's clearly more to happiness than that. Things can only take us so far. There is an internal aspect, and it is this: to give yourself permission to be happy. Listening is a powerful skill, and to listen to someone, to truly listen, is the mark of an above average person. For most people are not good listeners, even though most people think they are. As Epictetus said, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth, so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. To stand apart from the majority, we must become good listeners and selective speakers. As Tim Denning wrote, there is power in saying less. Why are you here? What is your purpose? What is your raison d'etre? People who rise above the norm, who achieve their own unique form of greatness, know the answers to those questions. Having a vivid, defined purpose, often written down like Dale Carnegie did in his younger years, has the important effect of organizing your effort, bringing your power to bear on something tangible, consistent, and directed. Yet many people work hard and go in circles, never having defined and created a life they want. It is as Marcus Aurelius wrote in his journal, people who labor all their lives, but have no purpose to direct every thought and impulse toward, are wasting their time, even when hard at work. Kindness is the mark of a great spirit, a noble heart, and is indeed a trait seen by philosophy as a strength rather than a weakness. Not false kindness, not weak doormat kindness, not egotistical kindness that has many strings attached, but the true, strong, unfettered kindness that gives and asks for nothing in return, that gives from a position of personal power and abundance. Marcus Aurelius, in his time the most powerful person in the known world as the Emperor of Rome, wrote that kindness, as long as it is without flattery or hypocrisy, is unconquerable. It is a strength to be valued and nourished. Luck is a very fickle mistress. The best luck is the kind we make for ourselves. Luck plays a role in some successes, to be sure, but most of the world's greats and history's wonders were not by chance, but by this simple formula: blood, sweat, and tears. Seneca, the great Roman Stoic philosopher, once said that no one has ever been wise by chance. Few are exceptional by chance either. Most people sit around and wait on luck to make things better, overestimating their luck. The above average don't wait. They get up and create their own, through the right character, the right intentions, and the right actions. The mind is only as receptive as it is humble. Someone who thinks they know it all, who believes that he is so educated that he does not need to be taught, is not only foolish, but an incalculable idiot. As Epictetus and many philosophers before and after him have taught, a greater person is one who accepts the limits of his or her knowledge and seeks not to be right, but simply truth. Marcus Aurelius, one of the five good emperors, showed this same intellectual humility. If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth, which never harmed anyone. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.